Did anybody ever?
Liver was good. It was good eating. It had a lot of iron in it. You know.
Liver loaf? How was that prepared, do you know?
I don't know. I could tell you. I don't know nothing about cooking.
Did you ever, did anybody around you ever make anything with the blood from the animals?
Lost the blood.
The what?
Lost the blood.
Yeah. Well, they
chewed a hog and then you stuck it right in the throat. The whipper knife went right down between his front legs. They bled them good and then that was it. Hog didn't bleed good. The blood would be inside of it.
There were never any people around in the neighborhood or around who used the blood for anything.
No, I don't really hear nothing.
Were there any Germans in this area?
Yeah, there's some Park Germans here. Down here on Meeting in the Valley. They've got property here in the valley, but there's a man lived there. He comes from Michigan somewhere or another, and his boy and his grandson works for him up here. They're going to let them live over here, this Champs and Friends section. And his wife's a full German, but the man's an American. I reckon he got her over there when he's in World War I or stuff.
None of the old settlers, though.
No. German blood in the blood.
Mostly Scotch Irish.
Huh?
Mostly Scotch-Irish?
I guess different things like that, you know.
In English.
But there's no German, natural-born Germans.
I just meant, you know, they're...
That's only Germans I know of. The woman, she's got a sister that lives over across the mountain here on Walden's Creek. Somebody like that, they're Germans. I reckon eight men went over in the army and got them. Some of them come back with Japs. And one boy down here this side of the river without a thoroughbred Jap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm married over in England. My wife's got a nephew that married a girl in England. They brought them back here. Don't reckon any of them ever bring any nigger women back with them, but it's one of the hand.
You talked about that oven that was used. Did they ever use that for making bread?
Yeah.
You said no. What different kinds of bread did your mother used to make or your wife make?
Wheat bread, corn bread.
How was the cornbread prepared?
It and put it in a damn big oven if you wanted to cook it that way. If you didn't, just put it in a pan, any size pan you wanted, and put it in the stove, and just take that cornmeal and sift it. Of course, now then, you don't have to sift your meal. It's all come through the mills, you know. But in the old cornmeal, you had to sift it.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it up. Make a pan full of it and cut it up any way you want it.
They ever make like two kind of...
loaves, they'd call them or something. Yeah, I've seen my grandma do that. But my wife don't ever want. We don't cook much bread and don't like we used to, you know, just me and her.
Yeah.
She'll just make it in a small pan. Something like a pie pan or something like that.
I just wondered...
used to when you had work hands and all, you just take a great big old pan, you know, like... have to make a lot of it. I used to have a lot of farming done, feed a lot of men. Some of them was awful hard eaters. Take a big pan full of that bread, maybe two of them.
When they made it, like in these loaves, I wondered if they ever called them anything other than loaves.
I don't reckon they just serve cornbread.
People. How about poems?
I've heard them call that, and then the first light bread ever I hear, the people would call them poems of light bread. First ever I heard of, you know, it wasn't the first light bread we ever got, you know, never sliced or nothing like that. People used to make their own light bread. Women made better bread than you can buy. They just knowed how. You have to get the yeast, you know, at the store somewhere or other, make that bread rise. My folks made a lot of it. But the first bread that we ever bought, you know, was, you know, just wasn't sliced.